Going to the KODY phone lines now, we're pleased to welcome in the marketing director for Mid Plains Community College, Daniel, and also have Ryan Purdy, the president of Mid Plains Community College, joining us to recap the Board of Governors meeting from this week. Gentlemen, as always, good to talk to you. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Absolutely. And Mr. Purdy, it's hard to believe. I've been talking about this a little bit throughout the past week. It's already time to get back into the classroom here in the near future. I see a lot of school supplies out there on the shelves, and kind of hard to believe the summer's just flown on by once again.
It is kind of crazy. Yeah, faculty will be here February 15th, and classes will start, you know, a month from today, the 21st, Sunday college rolls in. So, yeah, summer's went pretty fast.
My goodness. And a lot of excitement going on out of Mid Plains Community College, we know. I've not had the chance to drive out south of town too much quite yet, but how's the new college drive looking construction-wise?
You know, pretty good. So I think the deadline is about August 15th for them to get it finished, and I know that they're working on the 83 tie-in right now, and so hopefully at least if the connection will be made probably in the next few days, then we'll have some median work for the left-hand turn lanes. But Willow Street's coming together pretty good. And so, yeah, I would say about a month from today, it should be open for business.
Wow, that's awesome. Awfully exciting. Encourage folks to check that on out. And, of course, like we mentioned at the beginning of the interview, Board of Governors meeting was held this week as well.
We did. So it was a pretty light meeting. You know, we didn't have a June meeting. Summer is pretty light. We like to let our staff get a chance to go out and about and enjoy the festivities at Nebraska Land Days and
sure.
The other festivals in the area. So we did take the month of June off. But last night we did bring it back together in McCook there. And Rennell Mooney, who really was started the open forum. Just want to thank the board for the support for the Phi Beta Lambda, which is our business honorary. She's one of the sponsors there at McCook, and they had a leadership conference right towards the end of June in Chicago. So that PBL chapter, especially McCook, continues to do great things on a state and national level. They win most of this, I should say most, but they win their fair share of the state awards at those competitions and do quite well at the national level. So great that Rennell was able to take some time away from her family and be a sponsor for those four students that went to nationals.
Awesome, awesome. Always love when you could start a meeting on a positive note, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, faculty, you know, it was great to have faculty there. You know, we always have a space at the table for them, and sometimes they can be there and sometimes they can't. In the summer, you don't expect them to be there, and so when she showed up, it was a pleasant surprise. But
sure.
Glad to see Rennell there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anything else from the meeting you wanted to bring up this morning,
you know,
Mr. Purdy?
Really, the only action item that to speak of, the board did approve waiving a policy requirement to request for qualifications for an architect. We're working on an electrical building project on North Campus, and since we already have engaged architects for both the Health and Science Center expansion and the East Campus Elks Building in McCook, we felt it was good to keep the same architect, especially we're dealing with some ARPA funding, dealing with both of them, so they're aware of what we got to cover there. So the board did waive those requirements, so Wilkins, ADP out of Kearney, will serve as the architect for that electrical building on North Campus. And we hope that thing will break ground sometime in the spring of 23 and completion for the fall of 24.
Awesome, awesome. A lot of excitement brewing for Mid Plains Community College in the public eye, too, Mr. Purdy. I know that Mid Plains Community College raffle car has been making its rounds throughout the great state.
It is making its rounds. September 10th is the drawing. It will be at the state fair. But, yeah, check the website. There should be a link there. Showing the locations it's going to be as it makes its tour around for the next couple months.
It's actually hanging around the area today. It's actually in McCook.
It'll
be along the main drag there as you head into downtown McCook today. So for the Ribble County Fair, and then it'll journey up to Ogallala tomorrow, and it'll be at the A&W restaurant. So yeah, it's staying pretty local here, and then we'll take it to the state fair at the end of August and early September, and then we'll come back and do the drawing.
Only makes sense to have it sit at A&W for at least a day or two.
Yeah,
absolutely. Get your cheese curds and get a couple tickets.
Gentlemen, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
The HAFI, the Health and Science Center expansion, is going well. So they've pretty much got the underground portions of that project with the geo piers and the footings are in. So hopefully we'll start to see some structure coming out of the ground here in the next couple weeks. And that's a fun project. It's going to add a lot of simulation and a lot of real-life types of training for our health occupations programs. And so that one should be up and running, and hopefully we'll have that complete sometime next summer.
Awesome. Well, gentlemen, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you again in about a month.
Thanks, Tristan. Have a good day.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.